Oh, okay. All right. So, here's what I'm going to ask. I think what makes New York so special is that with the history of dance music and the way it's become today, it's probably because it's probably the most important city in the world, and it's so big. Countries, you know, it probably got, I don't know, 8 million people here, and many genres of music I can think of were important before disco, jazz, rock and roll,
but many things came from here. It's
like hip hop, break dancing, all that stuff. So it is a center point, and I think it's more the nightlife
also that people have been attracted to. Discotheques that we've had here that influenced nightclubs all around the world
and each other here. Most people think of Studio 54 because it was famous, it was glamorous, it was a theater, and it had movie stars and door policies, you know, to create attention and media publicity. And there was so many nightclubs all around Manhattan. But also out in Long Island, New Jersey, it was blowing up, you know, in the early 70s, but the late 70s is when it really started to
go crazy with nightclubs and discotheques.
So I think people recognize
so much history here
in every different shape,
every size.
I could answer forever. So by the time I was 11 years old, started maturing from a baby, and about the age of 11, I discovered the art of DJing. Philadelphia, I think of the famous MFSB orchestra, or TSOP is the sound of Philadelphia. I really do in my heart believe that that's where house music was invented in many ways, because of the orchestra being behind so many of the artists that we all dance to. I could think of many. Dolphin Houston was on Motown, but Teddy Pendergrass, the 3 Degrees.
70s, and then they also became the same musicians that were behind the salsa orchestra.
That's the main musicians, and just many other people, including the Jacksons when they went to Motown to Epic Records.
different things. And were groups like First Choice and the Who's, that's when disco was born. Without them even realizing it, I think they invented it. So that's my analysis of my childhood. And then, by the time I was 16 or 17, disco was becoming really popular because of the discos. And then we started trying to scream. Started to get pretty.
I like it all.
So that's my analysis of the 70s to where I'm today.